Richard Butler presents lifestyle, real estate, and investment opportunities in the booming South Pacific. Opportunities south of the equator. Learn about the unique and voted happiest country in the world. The tax-friendly nation of Vanuatu to the bustling southern business hub city down under, Sydney, Australia. Fiji Islands to the mining states of the western Australasian township of Perth. From the tropical North Australian state, Queensland, capital Brisbane, called the Sunshine State of Australia, to the remote and beautiful Cook Islands nestled in the wondrous island chains of the Pacific Islands. Richard Butler, with over 35 years experience in the real estate business as a developer of residential and resort properties with opportunities in export from timber to wine from the world famous vineyards down under, will educate and open your perspective on his part of the world in the South Pacific. Blue skies, azure blue waters, no pollution, fantastic weather. Richard Butler is also the preeminent authority on all things from Vanuatu, where he is appointed trade commissioner for the Republic of Vanuatu. Get ready for an hour of interesting interviews with people down under who can do remarkable things and updates weekly on what is happening in and around the magnificent world of the South Pacific.
And a very good, let's say night. Why don't we start by saying night? Very good night, very good evening, very good afternoon, great day. This is Brian Thomas, and the program is Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. And we're right here on the Overseas Radio Network. We're going to be joined by Richard Butler in the very near future. We're going to be talking, of course, as he loves to do, what I call the horse race. And that's what the real estate prices are, the roundup coming up for you in just a bit here on the program. From what I understand, it's happened again. Sydney real estate prices up, 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 up. We're also going to go a lot southerly, actually, outside of Melbourne, and for that matter, outside of Victoria, to a place called Phillip Island, and talk to Ray White, real estate principal down there by the name of Christian Formosa. And from what I understand, there's some fairy penguins. Never heard of fairy penguins, but I don't think it's anything sexual. But we'll find out more when we talk to Christian in just a little bit. And then, of course, escape artist Vanuatu coming your way, and Randy Mitchell. Randy is fresh back from the Dare to Escape conference that took place outside of Disneyland in Florida, USA. We're going to find out what he found out. All of that coming your way today on Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific on the Overseas Radio Network. Welcome back to Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. What an interesting real estate review that we got from Richard. But hasn't it always been like that? Prices going up, prices going up, prices going up. Well, we're going to go down, and when I mean down, I mean geographically down by Victoria, Australia, and out into the water to an island known as Phillip Island. And Richard, why do we go to Phillip Island today, and what do you have in store for us?
Thanks, Brian. Well, as you know, we've been contacting and talking to the principals of Ray White Real Estate offices throughout Australia for the last, I think it's almost 8 weeks now, and they've been great. And as I always say, if you want to find out what's happening in a town, go and talk to the principal of a Ray White Real Estate office, because he knows his patch. And the patch we're on today is a tourism spot just outside of Melbourne, about 140 kilometres, called Phillip Island, and it's joined to the mainland by a concrete bridge. And, Brian is always asking about the wildlife, the kangaroos, the koalas, the crocodiles down here. Well, we've got fairy penguins on Phillip Island, and we also have a marvellous Grand Prix race down there for motorcycles, and I think for vehicles too, I'm not sure. But Kirsten's on the phone from Ray White, Phillip Island. Welcome to the show, Philip. Can you tell us a little bit? Christian.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the fairy penguins down there and what's happening in real estate?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the fairy penguins come in at a night time down here out of a place called Summerlands Beach on the south side of the island. And they're very good for our tourism. We get about 3.5 million tourists a year annually down here to visit the penguins, along with a lot of other things. So it's very good in that regard.
Well, it's put Phillip Island on the map as far as tourism is concerned, and I would say also that a lot of those tourists now would be Chinese as well coming down there, because a lot of them are coming to buy property in Victoria, aren't they?
That's right. We get a lot of Chinese and even Japanese, a lot of different nationalities. Some of them will fly into our little airport down here and bus out to the Penguins. And others will come down in the bus and the coach tours of the night daily.
Well, you're in the real estate market down there. I mean, I always say to the people I talk to, you know, what is the, other than the Penguins, of course, what do you think the major attraction is for living on Phillip Island in your mind?
Oh, we've got a number of attractions, Richard. We've got our beaches. Obviously, being an island, we're surrounded by beaches. We have both fantastic swimming and safe swimming beaches, along with surf beaches down here that have hosted quite a few surfing world surfing competitions in the past. We also have the racetrack the MotoGP track, which is going to be run this weekend. The MotoGP, which also we have the supercars and the touring cars down here. So there's quite a lot to do down here for families and so on. We have a lot of wildlife parks, as you said, with kangaroos and koalas and so on in there. So there's plenty to do for families down here.
So it's a quality lifestyle. And would people commute into the city, into Melbourne from down there? Is it too far for that, or is it... Is that okay? What happens with that these days?
No, we have a number of people commuting to Melbourne, to and from Melbourne daily. Even to the around Dandenong and so on, to the southern suburbs. It's only about an hour. We've got lovely roads going up there now, dual lanes most of the way, and we have quite a few, because they love the lifestyle down here. Year round, a bit more relaxed than up in the city, and you're only an hour and a half or so into town.
Well, as I've moved along with my real estate career since 1980, I can remember going back when mobile phones were first introduced. That's showing my age a little bit, but you know, if you've got a laptop now and a good Wi-Fi connection, you can basically run your business from a coffee shop down the front there on the. On the beaches there at not far from where your office is. But
that's right.
What I always ask this question too of every real estate Ray White guy: could you give us a bit of an insight in possibly the best property you've got down there that's on the water, and possibly what you would consider to be, you know, the best cheap investment or the lower price investment? And if you could just sort of tell us what they're priced at, so if the listeners do feel like buying something this week, they can give you a call.
Yes, well, we have a number of properties down here. Currently, we don't have anything sort of like in the higher end of the bracket, you know, in the 3 or 4 millions. But you're looking at to get beachfront down here in Cowes, which is north facing. You're looking at sort of somewhere up to 3 million for a lovely sort of home. On a 600 odd square metre allotment, and then you're looking at the other end. Look at 2 bedroom sort of fibro place at the other end of the scale, about 1 kilometre from the beach and 2 kilometres from Cowes, the town centre. You're looking at sort of somewhere around $250,000 to $270,000.
And what would that rent out for if you're an investor to buy something like that?
That would rent out for, you're probably looking for that to probably rent out for about $220,000 to $230,000 a week, $220,000 to $230,000 a week, which sort of gives you about a $10,000 to $11,000 return.
So that'd be a perfect little negative gearing type of property.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We also have a couple of other lovely lifestyle properties down here. I've got one at the moment, a lovely B&B set over 3 levels. It's about 200 metres from Cowes Beach. They return currently about $120,000 per annum. And it's got 3 beautiful suites, and the owners live in. I've got their own quarters. And we're looking at that for set on about a quarter of an acre block. And the owners are looking for 1.19 in that one.
Right. And what about land subdivisions? Is there any new land subdivisions going in down there?
There have been a couple over the last couple of years. Nothing more recently, but there's been two or three happening just out of Cowes in the last two or three years. So one's just right opposite our lovely 18-hole golf course, and there's quite a bit going on in there. And then a couple further out on the west side of Cowes, about 1.5 kilometres out of town. So, and you can pick up a block of land in those, anything starting from about $140,000, $150,000 for a sort of a 400 to 500 square metre allotment.
And if you were to buy something like that, there's good builders on Phillip Island now. You've got some good lifestyle type homes for people to be able to build down there. Do you know what sort of cost it would cost to build, a 3-bedroom home on one of those blocks?
Yeah, you're probably looking anything sort of up to around $200,000. We have some of the bigger type builders on the island. We have the Metricons and, you know, the GJ Gardner type builders. Also, we have a lot of local builders, which I have quite a few. Being grown up here for 35 years, you have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of friends that are builders, and they can build as well for similar sort of money.
Well, Brian, Brian's always talking about where he lives in America and around the Boston area. He's quite often around that particular area. One of the things that we always love to do, both Brian and I, is go to good restaurants. So tell us about some of the restaurants you've got down there.
We've got lovely restaurants. We've got Italian restaurants. We've got Chinese in our main strip in Cowes, which you come over the bridge and about 15 kilometres into Cowes. It's our main shopping area, which looks north, which faces north, straight down to the beach. Our main street runs north-south, and we've got some lovely Italian restaurants. We've got Chinese restaurants, Indian. There's lovely, lovely eating down here in Cowes, and
multicultural restaurants.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like an absolutely lovely area, and maybe a little bit more temperate climate than I'm used to on this end. Kristen, I want to thank you so much for being with us on the program today. We really appreciate it, and hope to talk to you again in the very, very near future.
No problem, boys. We're at 56 to 58 Thompson Avenue in Cowes, in the main street of Cowes. So if anyone want to pop in, or if you're ever on the island, or anyone wants to drop by for some advice or just to say hello, we're here all the time. 7 days a week we're open.
Thank you, mate.
Great.
I'll bring Brian down as soon as I get him to Australia, believe me. All the best, mate.
Right.
Thank you.
Good on you.
When we come back, some talk about Vanuatu on Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific on the Overseas Radio Network.
Dreams and goals are so important, don't you agree? Most of us have a dream location to relocate to. 85% of tourists recently surveyed wanted to own their own waterfront bungalow. You see, it's an investment and could be an income-producing property for your retirement. Or, if you're ready to relocate now, a South Seas island sounds okay to me to just become a beachcomber with a laptop. If this resonates with you, then you have to call or email Richard Butler, the sponsor of this show. Ask Richard, a project manager for property developers in the Republic of Vanuatu, who have one-bedroom waterfront resort bungalows from $199,950. Yes, from $199,950. What value that is! But there is more. From only $399,000 for amazing three-bedroom, two-story holiday homes that you can use when you pre-book and will supply you with amazing passive income returns. Imagine waterfront bungalows that can return $200 to as much as $800 a day rental. Plus, Richard informs of the new Le Plateau residential estate with three-bedroom house and land from $255,000, which the local banks state they will finance approved clients from 20 to 30% deposit. Email him at richardbutlersales@gmail.com or call him on country code 61-417-007-792.
Wow. What an interesting area, and we get to find out about the wildlife, too. Welcome back to Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. Again, my thanks to Kristen Formosa joining us from Ray
White, Phillip Island. You know, I'm going to always have a tongue twister with the Ray White, but it is quite the agency, as we found out. Richard, you love to do the real estate roundup. It took a back seat so we could move forward with some interesting real estate talk from down in the southern part. And I got to tell you, before we hear the roundup, one of the things that really caught my attention listening to Christian was the fact that he was talking about north facing. Well, here in the United States, and I assume that would be the same for most of us in the northern hemisphere, when we think about that extra sunshine, it's always south facing, not north facing. But for you guys, it would be north facing. So again, a nice contrast, and really, it really caught my attention. You know what else catches my attention? Every time you start talking about the real estate prices around Sydney. So what do you got for us today, man?
Well, I've got a lot, and we've been talking. Thank you, Brian, too. And we've been talking about, you know, Sydney prices, and we do the roundup of all the auctions, and we've explained to people that I personally believe that keeping an eye on auction clearances is a barometer on how the business life in the country is actually going. People are buying houses. They've got money. If they've got money, they've got jobs. And if they've got jobs, well, things are starting to work, and we can make a dollar out of it. And that obviously helps with the lifestyles. But, you know, Sydney market last week did a 78% clearance rate. And, Brian, you know, we're in the million-dollar mark again. The medium average price last week was $1,031,000. There were 612 auctions. You know, there was 78% clearance on the units, for example.
612 auctions in 1 week?
In one weekend, one day. The auctions are done
one
on a Saturday.
Day?
They're done on a Saturday. They're done on a Saturday. And it's a frenzy. And some people go from auction to auction trying to buy. And then, of course, you know, there's also units being sold. And the average price for a two-bedroom unit last weekend was $702,000. I mean, Australia is a very, very wealthy country, you know. And we are now, we'd have to be the most expensive real estate in the world. I stand to be corrected on that. But we've gone up over $1 million. Now, you know, we've just been talking to Kristen down there in Melbourne. Well, Melbourne is starting to kick in as well. They had a 74% clearance last weekend. They had 843 properties sold on the Saturday. And the average
one day.
Price, one day. So you put Sydney and Melbourne together, there's 1,450 properties sold. And Melbourne, the average price was $786,000. So, you know, less than Sydney, but still up there. And what you'll see is the ripple effect. This is going to float right the way throughout the country. The other towns like Brisbane did 52%, Adelaide did 63%, Canberra, that's the nation capital. It's a state called Australian Capital Territory, and it's only a small state that did 25%, and Perth only did 16.7%. Perth doesn't have a lot of auctions. We have private treaties over there where you put your price and people pay for it. But you know, these prices, even I am startled every time we look at the prices at the end of the week and we get ready for the show, and I think, God, $1 million for a property. But then when I first came to Australia in 1974, you know, you could buy a house in Brisbane for $6,000. And I used to think, man, that's expensive. So it's all relative,
right?
Isn't it? It's all relative.
It is. You know, I'm curious. You've been around the block a few times with this real estate. Have you ever talked to anybody? I mean, I'm talking recently over the past 3 weeks. Any of the people that are sellers who have had their house go on auction, what they're doing with their money now?
Well, yeah, this is something that I can answer very effectively. What actually happens is that at the moment, there's a lot of older people who have got properties in and around the, you know, 10, 15 kilometre circle outside of the city. And what they're doing is they're selling their houses and they're downsizing. And what they're doing is they're going into inner city units, because they absolutely love the lifestyle of the coffee shops and the shopping nearby. And I mean, our inner city towns, from Melbourne, for example, when I lived there in 74, 75, you could fire a shotgun down the main street, one of the shopping streets, Trappel Street, and you wouldn't hit, you might get a tram coming up the road, but you wouldn't hit anybody. If you go there on a Sunday now, those streets, the shops are open, the coffee shops, are, you know, smell that beautiful coffee when you walk past. There's a clitter and a clatter as people are running out of the tills, are going off where people are buying clothes and furniture. And so the inner city areas are coming alive. So there's that type of person who wants the inner city concept. And then there's the other person that's starting to look for an area, a coastal area, to you know, to purchase their property. And in this week, interestingly, that the pundits, the people who sort of give you concepts and idea of what prices are going to do in the future, they are now tipping that we will have an increase in coastal prices in coastal towns, because now people are leaving here with money, they're leaving the cities with money, and they're now heading towards coastal towns where they can buy something for $400,000 or $500,000 near the water, put $500,000 in the bank, and live off the interest. And that's what's
happening. Where are these coastal towns, Richard? Because in listening to your real estate reports, it sounds like everything around the ocean, from Brisbane all the way down to Melbourne, for that matter, just a couple of weeks ago, were we talking to somebody south-facing, and I can't think of the name, with the wine country. I mean, the prices are all pretty astronomical.
That was Henley Beach, and I can understand you having that concept, because what I have been doing, and I'm, you know, in charge of who we call, so I've actually been pinpointing possibly the major centres that I have gone to personally 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I've gone to these areas basically to you know, myself in trying to find a place for myself one, two, three decades ago. And so what I'm doing now is I'm advising everybody of what I've found in those areas. And now the next step that I'm going to be doing is sort of providing some, I suppose, more affordable coastal areas for people to basically you know, hear what the principals of those areas have to say. But look, you won't buy much anywhere anymore with less than $250,000 to $300,000. That's what they're being priced for. That would be the lower end of the market. And you just heard Kristen say, you know, a fair way back from the water for $250,000. That's his cheapest property. And his cheapest property on Phillip Island would be pretty much one of the cheapest properties in the whole of Australia on a coastal area anywhere. So as I said, $250,000 to $300,000, that's what they start at. And they average around $350,000 to $500,000. And of course, the better places are $1 million, $2 million, or $3 million, as we've been hearing about. Amazing prices, aren't they? Really?
It is. Absolutely. You know, it baffles my mind. But that's why I like going into our next segment, when we kind of escape over to Vanuatu, where that price of $250,000 to $300,000 is one of the higher prices in a great neighborhood. So why don't we get ready for that? We've got Randy Mitchell joining us, who dares to escape, if you know what I mean. Randy's going to join us. Richard, you hold tight. This is Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific on the Overseas Radio Network. Welcome back to Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. I know we took your breath away when you heard the Sydney real estate prices, but fear not. We now go over to another paradise, a paradise where the prices come down quite a bit and you can get a whole lot of land and a whole lot of house for a lot less than what we were talking about before. Not that Sydney or Melbourne or Phillip Island are bad places, because they're great places. But now, as I like to say, let's pinch ourselves and get a little bit of a reality check. And to help us out today, Richard, we have Randy Mitchell,
who I spoke to a while back, and I know I kind of shocked him when we first said hi to him today, but Randy is one of the first people that actually came over to check out Vanuatu, and you showed him around, and he liked what he saw so much that he grabbed some land. Now he's back here in the United States talking to us, and he's also back from the Dare to Escape conference that took place last week in Orlando, Florida, USA, if I may add. So, Randy, welcome to Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. And you and Richard have made great buddies over the past year or two.
Well, we have, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I've become a very good friend with Richard. This weekend, you know, we went off to the Escape Artist Dare to Escape conference at Disney World in Orlando. And this is a conference that is about teaching people to become an escape artist so they can live, work, play, retire, and invest anywhere in the world. You know, when I first met Richard, it all started in early 2013. I was 5 years away from retirement, and so we started on our five-year plan to retire to paradise. So we come across the Escape from America website and find something we're interested in and make contact with Richard. And the next thing I know, we're on our way to Vanuatu for an inspection tour. You know, we leave Los Angeles at 11 o'clock at night and have dinner, and they turn the lights out and we go to sleep. We wake up the next morning as we land in Fiji. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. And we take a quick flight over to Vanuatu, and as I walk off the plane, my life has changed forever from that moment. It's like a...
You know, I keep on hearing you say, we.
Well, yeah, I say we. I generally speak, I would speak that way in plural, but we was my girlfriend at the time. Her name was Ruby, who subsequently became my wife. You know, she was actually the one who first made contact with Richard and discovered the Escape from America website. So, you know, we land in Vanuatu, and Richard has a driver meet us there at the airport and picks us up and takes us off to Breakus Resort. And on the drive from the airport to Breakus, I was just in absolute awe. Vanuatu was the most beautiful place I had ever seen. But the drive from the airport to Breakus was just breathtaking. Yeah, so Richard gets us in, they get us to Breakus, and we settle in. We get married on the beach. Richard shows us around Cordia and Itate. We take our inspection tour and sign the contract. At the end of the trip, we come back, you know, we come back to the United States vowing to someday return. You know, I get back home and I just can't shake island time. You know, I just, there's something Vanuatu is in my blood. A year ago next month, I decided I'm not going to wait 5 years. I'm going to live my dream now. So pick up the phone, call Richard and tell him that I want to move to Vanuatu. So we develop a relationship over the next few months, and one thing leads to another, and I now have a new job, a new career, and about to embark on a new life in January. My whole family is going to take this big step and move to Vanuatu.
So it's not going to just be you. How did you go about convincing those that haven't seen what you've seen that this is the right move to make?
Well, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot. You know, people question, they say, well, where is Vanuatu? And a quick geography lesson takes care of that. And then you have them visit some websites and you see some pictures. You know, you can tell them about how the reality show Survivor did a Survivor Vanuatu segment. And that kind of resonates with people because that's something that they're familiar with. And then they begin to see the pictures of this paradise in Vanuatu. It's unlike anything that they've ever seen before. The thing about Vanuatu is it sells itself. It is such a beautiful place. The air there, I've never breathed anything like that before in my life. I guess because that's the first time I ever really breathed clean air, you know?
Hey, Richard, this is where I'd like to bring you in. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask quite a few questions. You've had a chance to meet with Randy, and now you two have made not only a good friendship, but now a business acquaintance. How do you go about now helping Randy get acclimated not only into the lifestyle, but into a work environment? What are you going to do here?
Well, you know, first of all, I have to say to you that I've just been listening to Randy, you know, talk about Vanuatu now, and I think I'm going to retire, and he can take over the job because he did such a good job, you know, telling people how wonderful it is. So yeah, I'm very comfortable with Randy coming down to Vanuatu, and of course we've been working with Overseas Radio, who amalgamated with Escape Artists or Escape from America, new marketing arm, for want of a better expression, and we launched Escape Artist Vanuatu, escapeartist.com/Vanuatu/last Saturday, and so now we have this fabulous resource, and we need, you know, people like Randy who can work with the resource. And so I've asked Randy to become a partner, along with myself and being the editor, and also with Lance Hunt, which we've had on the show, who does all the web work. And the three of us are going to be promoting Vanuatu, you know, hopefully for decades to come. And with Randy's, forthright description just a second ago, how he fell in love with the place, That's what happens to people. They do fall in love with the place, and next minute the situation is, well, how do I continue to stay in love with this place? Well, the best place is to be living there, and your love affair will continue. And so Randy's now going through the process of getting ready to move the family down. We're going through the process of sending office equipment from one of our Sydney offices over there. We're going to set up, and we're going to be discussing hiring and having Nevan workers work with us. As a matter of fact, even as we record this show right now, George Winslet, who we talk about, you know, many, many times, this morning he's been up and had a meeting with the Prime Minister. We have an invitation from a Chinese province for the Prime Minister to fly over and meet with the Chamber of Commerce, where there's about 100 people who run it. Supposedly, I've been told, and I have checked on it, that most of those 100 people are millionaires. And so there's a great future available for Randy and for anybody who comes down to Vanuatu, because it's now being discovered.
So he's going to help out with the Escape Artist Vanuatu. You've got the Pawpaw Farms. You've got the Breakers Resort. You've got real estate, abundant real estate in the area. Does he become a salesperson, or as he's been a great PR spokesperson for the area?
Well, that's right, and you've actually hit the nail right on the head with that statement. He's going to be a customer relationship manager for Escape Artist Vanuatu, and we're also just in the process at the moment registering a real estate company called Melanesian Waterfront Real Estate, which one of our accountants there is going to be the principal Nevan partner. And we're going to be offering not only our real estate developments, but also luxury homes for sale to people who could be listening. And this is another thing that Escape Artist has to now, is their new real estate portal, which is luxury homes. So Randy is going to be working strongly with that. He's going to be working with tourism. He's going to be working also helping people, the Nevan people, with educating them on customer management and data servicing, etc. This is the new horizon for Vanuatu. It's all based around the web. And we've got a web-based promotional vehicle called Escape Artist, a web-based real estate office, a web-based real estate development groups. Everything's on the web these days. You don't actually have to have a physical office anymore. Everybody's carrying an iPhone or a laptop or whatever, a tablet, and that's the modern form of communication.
Oh, it sure is. Now, as you look at your move, Randy, you know, we've got the holidays right around the corner, and then I guess in January you move the family. Where are you going to live?
Richmond is probably some place to live. I hope it's not just a little hut somewhere that, you know, with the, I tease my children about the running water there, so.
Now, we've got him a nice holiday home to move in initially, and then from that moment on, he can decide where he wants to go. But we've got some nice holiday homes that people can rent long-term, and so we'll get a nice little three-bedroom home with town water and power connected and very close to the city, and he'll be able to throw away the car and walk into town every day. Because it's such a beautiful little village, Port Vila, even though it's a city and a capital of Vanuatu, it's only got a population of around about 35,000 people. And so it doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very long before they see you as the new person and before you know everybody in town. It probably takes 2 Friday nights at the local pub and you get to meet everybody.
Well, that sounds good. Now, you say, Richard, that you have long-term housing available for people. Give me an idea of what that housing is. And price it out for folks that are listening now. They say, hey, look, Richard, where you are, you're just getting over wintertime, but wintertime where you are is mild, believe me, mild compared to where Randy's from and certainly where I'm from. It's getting ready to get cold here.
Well, it's a great time.
Snow. Cold means we freeze. Means popsicles.
I smile with you and Randy last year when you're both talking about the snow. We don't have any snow in Vanuatu. We've never had snow in Vanuatu, and the average winter temperature is like 22 degrees, and the average summer temperature is like 28 degrees. So it's a very all year round mild environment, and your clothing is the same. Don't bring any jumpers, Randy. Tell your kids. Sell all their jumpers and cardigans. They won't need them. Their leather jackets, they can throw them away. All that winter gear, just give it away to somebody. Just don't bring it with you. You will never use it. It's only going to cost you money in transportation costs. But we can do, with the new subdivisions we've got, we can do house and land packages on the Pacific Haven Resort Development site. We've got 50-odd blocks there now all ready to go. And we can do a house and land package for $255,000, $260,000. And they'll rent out at $300 a week without any problem at all. And that's a brand new 3-bedroom bungalow. It's actually a coastal bungalow. And that's only a matter of, that would be a matter of 80 meters back from the high water mark on the coastline. And then up in the La Plata estate, the titles are coming out virtually this week. There's been titles dropped down to the lawyers this morning. Because right now it's 10:30 here in the South Pacific, and we've got blocks of land there, 1,000 square meter blocks, quarter acre blocks we call them, with town water and power from $55,000. We've got 2,500 square meter small acreage blocks, around about 70,000 to 90,000, and the small acreage blocks with a water view are around about 100,000 to 115,000. We've got a good selection.
We're talking to Richard Butler, who actually is in Sydney, Australia right now, and Randy Mitchell, based out of Oklahoma. Randy is the person who's going to be moving to Vanuatu. And, of course, this is Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific. Randy, when you move and pick your family, are any of the family members school-age children?
Yes, I do. I have a 13-year-old boy that I am now the legal guardian of, and then we have a 3-year-old granddaughter. So she's not quite school age, but she'll be there pretty quickly.
What are you going to do as far as education for the 13-year-old?
Well, initially, we'd like to get out there and kind of see what the local education system is. I know the expat community has a school put together that's based on the Australian curriculum. If anything, we're probably a little worried about whether or not he's as up to snuff, as up to date as as the school kids in Australia, because that's one of the things that, you know, we suffer from here in the U.S. is not the best educational system in the world. We also have, you know, online alternatives and things like that. So I'm confident that he's going to get a good education in Vanuatu.
And Richard, you've been talking about the high-speed internet that's gone in Vanuatu. So is that a great option for distance education for a 13-year-old?
Yeah, absolutely. That's already well in place, and especially out of Australia too. Randy wasn't aware of this, but we have distant learning centres in Australia, which are, you know, are beaming teaching into the outback of Australia. And you know, we're only 2 hours flight from Brisbane to Port Vila, or 3 hours flight from Sydney, and so you can look in through the web and get all those sorts of things as well. And you know, education is a very important thing. And as a matter of fact, talking about education, I'd like to bring this up now, if I may, is that Randy went to the Dare to Escape and represented the Escape Artist Vanuatu last weekend that was held in Florida, opposite in Orlando, opposite Disneyland. My wife's very jealous. She wants to go and ride in the cup. You know, the cups that go around there. She is a little girl. She always loved those. So she said, oh, tell him to go ride in the cup. But listen, Randy, tell us a little bit. Can I ask Brian, ask Randy to tell us a little bit about the Dare to Escape conference and what was the major thing that he brought away from it? And who were the speakers, Randy?
Yes, Richard, I would love to. You know, that's the great thing about Escape Artists. This conference had seven featured speakers. A gentleman named Peter Zipper is an offshore banking specialist. Louis Petrosi, who has 36 years experience in wealth research. A gentleman named Maurice Glazer, who operates the Glazer Financial Network. Maurice has 57 years experience as a financial advisor. The lovely lady named Macarena Rose, who is an international real estate specialist, who currently lives in Belize. Macarena just finished filming her fifth episode of International Home Hunters. And she's an excellent resource for providing international relocation assistance. But really, there were three speakers who really got my attention. A lovely lady named Linda DeMarter, who is Macarena's mother. Linda operates a tax firm in Washington, D.C. that has 3,000 clients in 30 countries. Linda is a regular guest commentator on C-SPAN, CNN, and National Public Radio. Now, as a tax accountant, Linda's, you know, she specializes in tax reduction, but one of her main focus of her practice is to help people gain control of their individual retirement accounts, what are known here in the U.S. as IRAs and 401ks. And she does this through the use of helping clients move their IRA accounts over into what are known as self-directed IRAs. Now, a traditional IRA, a person really has very little control over their account, and you have a very limited range of options, typically stocks, bonds, and U.S. treasuries. A self-directed IRA gives a person full control over their account in what is known as checkbook control, where they can literally write a check and make an investment in anything they want, such as property in Vanuatu.
You know what, Randy? I love these self-directed IRAs. And Richard, I hope we can bring Randy back for a little bit next week so we can talk a little bit more about that, because we're also going to talk about real estate investments. So we want to bring you back next week. Randy Mitchell, thank you for being on the program today. Also to Kristen Formosa with Ray White, Phillip Island Real Estate. Of course, there's Richard Butler. My thanks to David Gregerson for producing our program today. I'm Brian. This is Lifestyles and Real Estate of the South Pacific on the Overseas Radio Network.